Can you describe what it was like going through this season with some of the ups and downs, in particular with some of the players getting moved out like Noah and Chris?
Yeah, I mean, as a player, as a team, I mean, it's not easy to deal with, of course, just, you know, having guys kind of come in and out of your locker room, and, you know, it changes the flow and then the chemistry of things, but obviously that's just, you know, the hand we were dealt, and that's the business we're in, is, you know, you kind of got to improvise and move on the fly, but, you know, it's certainly not ideal.
You talk about improvising and moving on the fly. Are you fully committed to sticking around here through this retool?
For sure. I mean, I chose to be here. There was other options for me. I chose to be in Calgary, and, you know, I still feel that way, of course. Obviously, like I mentioned, it was a frustrating season, you know, a disappointing one. But, you know, hopefully over the summertime we can look to upgrade certain positions and, you know, have another crack at it next summer.
What makes you optimistic about the future here?
I think just, you know, the kind of characters we have, the, you know, selfless people we have in the dressing room, the core, I think, is has done an excellent job throughout the season, just leading by example and dealing with the hardships that we were handed. And obviously that wasn't by choice. You know, that's not, in much control in terms of from a player standpoint. But, you know, just the leadership we have is incredible. And I think anybody that joins that kind of group, can be part of it.
So how do you maybe wrap your head or approach the fact that next season it might not be about winning the Stanley Cup per se, it might be a little more about development? How do you approach that?
I want to make the playoffs. I mean, that's I don't want to be getting another top 10 pick in the draft after this one. So, you know, I don't think I'm the only one that feels that way. In terms of management, I feel like they understand the situation and they want to be competitive. And our organization wants to be competitive. Now, you know, obviously there was some bumps in the road along the way. We're going to come out with a nice draft pick, which is great, and some extra picks. But, we also have some cap space to play with. And, hopefully, you know, some upgrades can be made.
I mean
anytime you can have an upgrade through any portion of your lineup would be incredible. I think our defense, our forwards can all use some help, so regardless of who's available, I mean, obviously management's going to take control of that, and I have all the faith in them.
Just to kind of double back on talking about choosing to be here, you would embrace kind of being a leader and kind of leading the way with a younger team here going forward?
Yes, I would. I think I've done that this year. And, who would have thought? I guess I'm pretty good at it. So, I enjoy the young guys and the youth being around and, the energy they bring to the rink. So that's something that I look forward to coming to the rink every single day. So, the kids we got on this roster are, you know, they're great people, they're great kids, and they're pretty good players too. So, obviously, I think any winning team has kind of a small injection of, you know, the youth and the younger kids kind of coming up and challenging, older players for spots or really taking advantage of those kind of opportunities. Like I said, I want to be competitive, and, I think, management and our organization's on the same page as that.
Now, as you've played for quite a few coaches in your NHL career, some harder guys, some guys who you might describe more of as a player's coach, how did you enjoy playing for Ryan Huska, and where does he kind of fit in as far as those types of coaches go?
Yeah, I mean, I think Huska did a great job this year, preaching a message that we could all rally around. And, you know, obviously for him it wasn't ideal too, you know, guys, different guys coming in and out. I mean, obviously, last 10 whatever games it was more of a tryout basis and seeing what guys could, fit in for next season. So, you know, that's always difficult for a coach, is, you know, just always making tweaks and changes to your lineups. with guys that you're not, you know, that familiar with. So I think, you know, he did a great job this year, and I know he, you know, he's got a high standard too. And I know, speaking with him, I know he wants to be competitive, and you know, he's not settling with losing. So that's a great message.
So you and a bunch of players today have mentioned how you guys want to get back to the playoffs next year. Mm-hmm. But considering some of the moves that have already been made and the attempts to infuse younger talent, it's pretty clear this team is going through some kind of transitionary period or a retool. How is it for you reconciling both of those two things, wanting to be competitive but also being on a team that might not be at that level right now?
Yeah, I mean it's progression. As long as you're seeing that, really, that's what's motivating, and that's what you know, momentum's a funny thing as well. Like if these younger players have good summers and really you know, work on the mental and physical aspects of being an everyday NHLer and take another step next year, I think you know, we could be a dangerous team, a young, you know, high-paced, energetic team that you know, hopefully has learned a few lessons this year along the way. So I mean, that's an exciting part of it. I mean, you know, you mix that with some veteran leadership and maybe some you know, free agent signings or whatever the case may be. I think you know, you got some room to play with.
I think Mackenzie Weegar mentioned that there's a perception that there's a dark cloud over this organization given the guys that didn't sign here this season. Do you feel that way? And how do you make Calgary a destination place where free agents want to come here?
Mm-hmm. Well, I get asked all the time about Calgary and what I think about playing here, and I got nothing but good things to say because I truly city has really grown on me, and like I mentioned, I mean, I was a free agent that chose to be here, and I know how great of a city and a fan base that Calgary can be. And you know, a lot of people maybe don't recognize that because they haven't lived here, but you know, we truly get treated like NHLers, which is great, and I think it's a great organization with a great family dynamic. And you know, I know if they ask me, I know what I'm saying, but you know, at the end of the day, obviously management's gotta maybe convince some guys, and you know, it's a terrific place to play. So I've enjoyed my time here.